On the last day of the Festival of Tabernacles, the great day, while Jesus was standing in the temple, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. The Feast of Tabernacles is an annual 7-day Jewish festival. And in the days of Jesus, people traveled to Jerusalem. They set up tents called tabernacles, lining the streets leading up to the temple. Imagine all those tents in Jerusalem. This was a harvest festival, and its purpose was to remember that God had provided water and manna and quail when the Israelites wandered in the desert, living in tents for 40 years. To remember that God provided water from the rock in the wilderness, there was a daily water ritual. The high priest filled a gold pitcher from the pool of Siloam. And as the water was carried to the temple, musicians played and a choir sang hallelujah songs. And at the temple, the water was then poured into a silver bowl with a prayer asking God to send rain to prepare the soil for the next harvest. This is how I picture today's scene. Jesus had been watching the water being poured every day in the temple. 7 days the water was being poured by the high priest. Now it's the last day of the festival. And immediately after the high priest finished pouring the water, Jesus shouts out, "If anyone is thirsty, come to me to drink living water. And after you drink of this living water I offer you, rivers of living water will flow from your hearts." When the Israelites had wandered in the desert, the things that God provided were temporary. Their hunger and thirst were satisfied for a while. But eventually, all those people died. The water that Jesus offers is eternal. It never runs dry. When you drink of this life-giving water, you will live forever. John, the storyteller, wants his listeners to understand clearly what Jesus is saying. So he tells us the life-giving water that Jesus is talking about is the Holy Spirit. John was telling the story of our faith. God sent the Son to dwell among us for 33 years. Jesus became God's temple in our world. And that temple was destroyed by crucifixion. And on the third day, the temple was raised up. As we say it, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And by his death and resurrection, Jesus gave living water, the Holy Spirit, to us. And when disciples drink that water, the church comes alive. The church was born on that first Pentecost Sunday. And that's why we often call this day the birthday of the church. Kathy and I were talking, next year we're going to have cake, a birthday cake on Pentecost. Write that down for worship and music committee. Somebody, please. There you go. The other day I heard an old song from 1970 on the radio. Though it was originally a love song, the refrain of that song made me think of what it means to be the church as we celebrate the birthday of the church. The refrain of that song, and it kept going through my head the whole rest of the day, "United we stand, divided we fall. And if our backs should ever be against a wall, we'll be together." By the Holy Spirit, this is what we celebrate today. We will always be together. Always and forever. We, disciples of Jesus, are God's temple. Paul taught this same message. He said that our bodies are a tent, a tabernacle, a temple of the Holy Spirit. God pours the Holy Spirit into us, and there's so much spirit, there's so much grace, there's so much love that God pours into God's disciples that, in the words of Jesus, rivers of living water flow out. According to Paul, this living water that we receive produces fruit. He calls them the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, Paul says, that flows out from the hearts of believers is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Our physical bodies need water every day. Without enough water, we can get seriously sick. Without any water, we die. Our souls need spiritual water. Our souls need the spiritual living water that Jesus offers. And we need this living water every day. The world is spiritually thirsty. The world needs rivers of living water. The world needs the Holy Spirit. A divided world needs the Holy Spirit. A world with wars and terrorism needs the Holy Spirit. People who are sick need the Holy Spirit. People who grieve need the Holy Spirit. People with sinful habits, addictions, and destructive behaviors need the Holy Spirit. Anxious, frustrated, unhappy, angry people need the Holy Spirit. Depressed people, people without hope, people in despair need the Holy Spirit. The world desperately needs the Holy Spirit. The world desperately needs rivers, rivers of living water. Rivers, not droplets, not a mist, not a drizzle, not a sprinkling, not even a small stream or a pool. The world needs rivers of living water. I think Jesus had in mind here the vision of the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel had a vision. He saw a trickle of water flow out from the altar of the temple. Just a trickle. Just a little bit of water. But in the vision, as that trickle moved out into the world, it turned into and became overflowing rivers that gave new life to people. And that is what we celebrate on Pentecost, that God sent his Spirit to give us new life and to understand that that life comes through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the story of the church. This is the birthday of the church. We worship here for 1 hour. And from this worship, from our time together, rivers of living water flow into the other 167 hours of the week. Like the multiplication of the loaves and fish, Jesus multiplies the living water within us and within the whole church to quench the spiritual thirst of the world. And that thirst is quenched through us, through these rivers of living water. As the church, we started this journey to this day on Ash Wednesday. We started with ashes, a reminder of death. And then we traveled the 40 days of Lent together into Holy Week, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, to the glorious celebration of Easter, the resurrection of our Lord. And then for another 40 days, we celebrated the risen Lord. And after his ascension into heaven, there were 10 more days of wandering until we arrived to this day, Pentecost. This is the day that the church receives living water. This is the day that the church receives the Holy Spirit. This is the day that we become rivers of living water. From ashes to living water, from death to eternal life. Let us pray. Bring to mind the spiritual thirst in your life, in the lives of those you love, and in the whole world. Pray now for those who thirst for forgiveness. Pray for those who thirst for acceptance. Pray for those who thirst for direction and help with decisions. Pray for those who thirst for meaning and fulfillment. Pray for those who thirst for peace. Pray for those who thirst for joy. Pray for those who thirst for hope. Pray for those who thirst for salvation. Pray for those who thirst for eternity, for heaven. And as we pray, Jesus is now pouring living water into us. Jesus breathes the breath of God into us. Jesus breathes and pours the Holy Spirit into us as we pray. And as we pray, Jesus speaks, "My Holy Spirit is for you. My Holy Spirit is for those you love. My Holy Spirit is for the world. My Holy Spirit is life-giving water for you, for those you love, and for the world."